This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. You can email me. We'll be back tomorrow. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. All right, I have a bunch I need to get to, from Obama to emails to everything else, but I just wanted to say something. 5 seconds on this. I saw this headline. Four current or former Los Angeles sheriff's officials die in apparent suicides in a two-day span. Monday and Tuesday. Four of them. And law enforcement says the deaths are unrelated to one another. This is the problem in a system where we've been lied to about everything all the time. Four in a 48-hour span from the same sheriff's department. Smell that? Yeah, I smell it too. Let's get to some emails. Oracle, maybe you can help me understand this. I'm really mad watching the lackluster election results this year, but I'm not mad at Norm. I'm mad at conservative media. How is Norm ever going to find out what's really going on if all the conservative news is hidden behind paywalls? Why can't these big conservative providers get together and buy free broadcast channels? I can't even email and so on and so forth. Norm doesn't even know where to find good information. He'll only be willing to pay for it if and when he wakes up, so on and so forth. Norm has to have access to free information. Okay. Well, one, let's talk about something. Norm is overwhelmed with information. He just doesn't know where to look. And there's all kinds of free information out there. This show's free. It doesn't cost you a single dime to listen to this show. And look, I don't want to make promises and say things like never and things like that. I don't know what the future's going to bring. I don't know the plans God has for me. But Lord willing, it is our goal to make sure you never have to pay for it. And I'm not insulting people who do that either. You, listen, conservative media, all of it, it needs, it wants your eyes and ears. It wants your attention. And there are people who are going to take the lowest path to getting your attention. It's easy to do, too, if you really want to do it. Look, you talk about you want to start a podcast to do something. Easiest thing in the world, sit down every single day, read the headlines, and then scream into the microphone what everybody wants to hear. You will eventually get an audience. You will. You will get an audience, I promise you. Most people, though, the right people, they want something a little deeper and something a little different. But you'll have plenty of people. But understand, none of it's a charity. None of it is. It's all a for-profit business, the same way your business is a for-profit business. Do you know why I'm allowed to get away with the things we do on this show? What other show? Do you have a single other show out there you listen to or watch that does
why are you gay?
Things like that all the time? Do you have any idea how much danger I would be in doing the things I do if it wasn't for the fact the show was so popular and profitable? It must be that. Otherwise, the corporate suits say, that's offensive, go away. If you do not have an advertiser-supported model, whether it be radio, TV, whatever, then you have to have a subscriber model. There's no such thing as one that has neither. Now, I'm going to throw some bombs at conservative media here in a moment like I just did briefly. But don't excuse Norm because he, quote, doesn't have access to information. This show and many, 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 many others available free of charge on your AM radio dial in your car all day long, all across the country. Also, yes, Chris, available for free. Download the podcast on your phone. Free. Doesn't charge, doesn't cost you a dime. And if Norm doesn't care enough to do that, then what good is he anyway? If you can't make Norm care enough to find, to seek out information that's in the palm of his hand when he holds his phone now, then what are you even worried about him for? He's hopeless. He's useless. Leave him on the side. Now, something I have been raging about, and I'm going to do it again briefly. I really, really dislike people who do what I do, and you're given this big platform which you don't deserve. None of us do, right? Who am I? I don't deserve to be here. And you use it to misinform people, to do pie in the sky radio to people. I'm stunned by the level of dishonesty I see out there on the right about what our current situation is. Honestly, most of the conservative pundit sphere, they sound just like elected Republicans. Well, migrants, well, the good men and women at the FBI. Hey, don't worry. If we just MAGA hard enough, we'll win in 2024. And what that's doing is it's cheating people who are seeking information. If you never tell people the truth, the hard truth about things, about how we have to win a culture war and it starts at home, it doesn't start with the next election campaign or this politician or that, it starts at home. If you don't tell people the hard things, they don't know. And you've been given a platform. Man, you have an obligation with it. All right? All right. Dear Jesse, while I agree with most of what you say, I believe you need to acknowledge the existence of moderate Democrats. My husband is a big fan, and he has decided that my moderate Democrat extended family members are all communists and will no longer associate with them. He is obsessed with politics and the concept that America is over. I disagree, and I think it's sad when people define themselves by politics. Okay. Well, let me ask you something. And I really mean this. Just stay with me on this. Let me ask you something. I leave the studio tonight. And for some reason, I forgot my weapon. I didn't. Don't worry. I've got it on me at all times. But I leave the studio tonight and I have forgotten my weapon. And immediately when I walk out the door, I am jumped by a group of 20 communists. And they begin beating me to death with bats and things like that. But here's the thing. Three of them were the ringleaders, the real committed communists. Hate my guts, listen to the show, found out where we are, want to do me harm. They're the real communists. The other 17, they're just friends with them or bored that night, kind of looking for something to do, get caught up in that mob mentality, and they join along. As I'm laying there, having my face caved in by ball bats, does it matter which one is doing it, whether or not he's a true believer? And I'm asking you this because I ran into this 2 days ago, actually. A buddy of mine on the right, we were hanging with one of his friends, who's an acquaintance of mine. We don't hang out, but an acquaintance of mine, a Democrat. Probably not somebody you consider a hardcore communist, just a Democrat. And my buddy, who's a New Yorker, he was in a blind rage about a rape that had just happened in New York. He was sickened and he was going off about it to me and our Democrat acquaintance, his friend, his Democrat friend. And he was raging about it. And he eventually gets to the point where he points to his Democrat friend and he says, I told you, even if you don't like Republicans, this is why you have to stop voting for Democrats, because this is what happens. This is the result. Are you ever going to stop? And his buddy looked at him, this very, very moderate Democrat, and said, oh, of course not. That's a one-off incident. No, of course not. He voted for Alvin Bragg in the last election and will vote for him in the next one. That moderate Democrat, is he somehow less responsible for the complete and utter destruction of the country I love than the committed communist? I'm not denying the existence of moderate Democrats, especially older ones who are more sane on the issues. If you're still going to the polls, and I'm not telling you to vote for Republicans. I hate Republicans. You can if you want, that's fine. But if you're still going to the polls, voting for the party that unanimously voted that 14-year-old girls should have their breasts chopped off by their doctor, I don't give a crap if you consider yourself one of the moderate good ones, or whether you're a hardcore lefty. I find you to be utterly detestable, completely detestable. And if your husband feels the same way, I don't blame him at all. I do not hang out with Democrats, ever. If I'm ever stuck in that situation like I was a couple days ago, I remove myself very, very quickly. I do not associate with Democrats because I know what they're doing to my country. You can say that's wrong. Okay, I promise you, that Democrat friend of yours is as committed as I am. It's the kind of person who's wishy-washy on it. He's the one that's costing us, all right? All right. Now, let's, you know what? Let's talk about a little division here. Somebody, a Mr. Barack Obama, has popped his head up to scold Democrats about something. Let's talk about that really quickly before we get back to the emails. Before we do, let's do this really quick. Let's talk about something awesome. Black Friday has arrived. Well, it's not quite here yet, but Black Friday sales have begun, including at Good Ranchers. You already know what Good Ranchers is, the meat company that delivers to your front door all your meat needs, whatever it is, chicken, poultry, or chicken and poultry are the same thing, chicken, pork, seafood, beef, everything. The best meat, all American source, delivered to your front door. Well, they have a Black Friday deal. They have a few different cuts of meat, from chicken to bacon to, you'll have to go see steaks. You can get your select cut of meat free for a year during their Black Friday special. This will not last. This will not be an all-year thing. You've heard me talk about Good Ranchers before. You've never heard me talk about this. Go to goodranchers.com. We're talking up to $500 worth of free meat. Goodranchers.com, promo code Jesse. It's how you get that deal, plus $20 off your box. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Jesse. Go get my meat delivered to you.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Look who is popping his head up again. Barack Obama warns Democrats about being too self-righteous towards political foes. Says it's a losing strategy. Now, let's talk about this for a moment. I have no doubt that you dislike Barack Obama. I dislike him more than any person in the history of American politics. But I dislike Barack Obama because he was so effective. He was so good at what he did. Joe Biden is actually not very effective. Yes, don't get me wrong. He's done all kinds of destruction. He's wrecked this place. Don't get me wrong, but he's too stupid, too short-sighted, frankly, too selfish to accelerate the way Obama accelerated. Barack Obama had a lifetime of America hate coursing through his veins, and Barack Obama was smart enough and slick enough to implement that plan in ways most people still don't realize. Most people still don't realize how much he remade the American military. He dumped all the top brass that had even slight right-wing leanings and replaced every one of them with card-carrying commies who are all now admirals and generals now who run things. Why do you think the United States military welcomed in the LGBTQ demon mob so quickly with open arms? All the flag officers agree with it, or at least most of them do. Barack Obama, he fortified the entire federal bureaucracy with card-carrying communists. Barack Obama is the smart one. And Barack Obama is doing that thing other communists have done in the past. And in fact, I've done a little show on this before. Let me issue another little warning to you. Remember, there are street communist scum, and then there's elite communist scum. Two different groups. Yes, same cause, two different groups. And they work with each other, right? It's necessary. The street communist scum, they need the legal protection the elite communist scum can give them. They need elite communist scum to run cover for them when they do horrible things like shoot up a Christian school.
And one of the things that we saw during the midterm elections is that people don't want their freedoms to be taken. They want us to fight for their freedoms. And so it is shameful. It is disturbing. And our hearts go out to the trans community as they are under attack right now.
Some tranny mows down a bunch of Christians. The elite communist scum step in right away. Hey, we got it, guys. Our hearts go out to the trans community. And the elite communist scum need the street communist scum. They need them to do the pillaging, the vandalizing, the physical intimidation, the endless protests and agitations and marching, oftentimes murder, right? And remember that Trump supporter they just shot in the head in Portland? They need them to do the violent work. They need them to do the street communist work. However, in the end, the street communist scum are never, ever going to be at the seat of power. They're never going to have a seat at the table. And the elite communist scum, they're going to make sure they are brought to heel. You see, I see something else happening right now. And I'm not sure on the timeline on it, but I see it clear as day. You see what's happening across the country with all these pro-Hamas commies in America. I love Hamas, kill all the Jews. You've seen all the protests and things like that. And we've had a bunch of talks on this show about how it's putting Democrats in a real bind. They need both voting groups to stay with them in the coming years. They need their Jewish voting base. They need their Muslim voting base. They need these groups to stay with them. And the Hamas people won't stop. There was just another big protest today. Capitol Hill staffers went out, pro-Hamas. Yeah, kill all the Jews, all that stuff. These Hamas people, they're going to push things too far. And once they push their bosses too far, once their bosses decide these people cannot be reined back in, cannot be brought back into the fold, once they decide these people are creating too much of a problem for them, you're going to start seeing an FBI crackdown on the pro-Hamas protesters. Chris, go ahead and write that one down. I don't know the time frame because I don't know when that decision's going to be made. But if these people keep pushing and keep pushing and keep putting Democrats in a bind, they're not going to, in the end, get their way. Remember, the street communist scum never in the end get their way. You're all just pawns being used by all the people, the Bill Gateses and Joe Bidens of the world. You're just useless pawns. You're a useless idiot, and they know you're a useless idiot, so they'll use you and your derangement until they're done with you. But you better make sure you don't push things too far. And what Obama's doing is what many communists have done in the past, too. Obama, because he's smart enough to see it, he's trying to warn some factions on the left, you better slow down. You better back off. This is going to hurt us. You better slow down. You better back off. We'll see how this pans out in the end. All right, let's get to some emails and the Army's recruiting crisis. And, well, let's also remember exactly what we're up against in this country.
Abortion is health care. And abortion access is the law of the land in Ohio.
I know you're going to find this shocking, but that was a room full of liberal white women who love abortion. Don't worry, most of them brought their children along. I'm not joking. You can go look at the video. That's what we're up against. If you're one of those children or young people who are influenced by these people, what chance do you have to know that it's a life inside? What chance? Well, preborn is that chance. What these young people need, they need educated on what actually is and isn't a life. Preborn is out there providing free ultrasounds so young people can choose life. That's where your money goes. Go look them up. Go look them up on Charity Rating. Any one of the charity rating places. When you give to Preborn, not only is it tax deductible, it goes to providing life. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sponsored by Preborn. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And all right, we have to talk about Scandinavian sleeping really quickly before I get back to the politics and the emails. So it was in the New York Post, and they were talking about the rise of Scandinavian sleeping. And that is apparently this. You sleep in the same bed with your spouse, but you use two different blankets. And I've got to be honest, I don't know why this isn't a bigger thing. I've done this before. This is not the norm, but I've done this before. Why? Because women are freezing all the time. And therefore, in our house, look, we live in Houston, Texas. It's 9,000 degrees for 11 and a half months out of the year. We have a comforter on our bed. It is made for the Eskimos. And so unless you crank the AC down to 60 at night, which who knows what that would cost somebody. I hate to sound like Chris, but who knows what that would do to your power bill. You have the choice. You can freeze to death with the covers off you, or you can throw the covers over you and sweat to death like you're roasting a pig. Why not just go two blankets? I think it's one of the great things. What, Chris? What? What do you do with the big flat sheet on? Well, I sleep on the sheet. What do you mean the flat sheet, Chris? The regular sheet? The regular sheet's got to go. You can't combine the regular sheet with a separate blanket. Either it's separate or it's not. No, Chris, no. It does kind of, look, that's why I don't do it all the time. You're right, because it does kind of feel like you're sleeping on the couch. Plus, when you're under the same blanket, you can harass her the second you wake up, and that's the most fun thing in the world. But, well, you know what? I don't even know why I'm going there. Let's get back to the emails. Dear Jesse, history teacher here. Could you please tell all of your listeners that the Medal of Honor Society website has amazing resources for teachers and parents that will allow them to share the stories of these brave individuals with young people? It is under the tab for educators. I teach high school, and I will be subjecting my students to these lessons in preparation for Veterans Day. Thanks for all you do. I've been married to a Marine for almost 25 years. Your show makes us both smile. So she says I can say her name. Her name is Carrie. How about that? Medal of Honor Society. There's a For Educators tab. Not political at all. Oh, that's the website, Chris? Okay, the website is cmohs.org. Congressional Medal of Honor Society, cmohs.org, all right? All right, Jesse, last week you asked your listeners about government waste. I listen on podcasts, so forgive my lateness. When I was in Afghanistan, we oversaw the building of a school. The project was built as a school for girls, and it cost $10.5 million to construct. At the ribbon-cutting ceremony, the village elder gave a great speech about progress. After the speech, my terp spoke with the elder. The village had no intention of using the building to teach girls. Less than 2 months later, we blew up the building because it was being used as an insurgent facility. Oh, gosh, jeez. Dear Oracle, I'm a proud Ohio native hailing from one of our larger mid-sized cities, and I voted today. While casting my ballot, I noticed there were four Democrats running unopposed in my district. And it struck me just how right you are about needing local political involvement. The great Al Rushbow used to remind us that Democrats were obsessed with dog catcher positions because any power is better than no power. P.S. Have you ever heard or tried Steubenville-style pizza? It's variously known as Ohio-style pizza as well. If not, then shame on you. Try some. Love the show. You can say his name. His name is Johnny. Okay, Johnny, first of all, sir. Don't you dare try to say that I don't know what Steubenville style pizza is. I was born in Steubenville, Ohio. I grew up in a tiny town called Toronto, Ohio, that is right next to Steubenville, Ohio. And Toronto, Ohio has what you call Steubenville style pizza. We always call it Ohio Valley style pizza. Has one of the best spots out there. And I'm about to plug them on the show. I hope they blow up. I hope they're still there. Chris, I need you to look this up. the pizza place. It's in Toronto, Ohio, Chris. It's called Iggy's. I-G-G-Y. Iggy's Pizza. Chris, hurry up. We're live, Chris. The whole country needs to know. Is it still there? How long do we need? Do we have crappy internet? I need to know this. Anyway, while we're doing this, in case you're unaware of what Ohio style or Ohio Valley style pizza is, a thicker, it is? No way. Oh, Iggy's was the best. I'm sure it still is the best. Okay, so here's what you do. It's a thicker style crust. Remember, I'm not generally huge on that, but I need to say this about the thicker style crust. The base of it, not the underneath part, not the bottom part that's on the pan, but the base of it, like where the sauce goes, I remember it being very soft, kind of doughy. It's really yummy. It's different. Okay, and then there's pizza sauce, and then there's cheese and pepperoni, whatever you put on it, and they put it through the oven, right? Okay, so boom, pizza comes out through the oven. It's a little bit thicker of a crust. Then you take the shredded cheese, the cold shredded cheese. Remember, you already have melted shredded cheese, melted cheese on there. You take cold shredded cheese and sprinkle it all over the top of your hot pizza that just came through the oven. It does not melt completely. Half of it even stays a little bit cold. And it sounds weird. I know it's weird. I can hear New Yorkers yelling at me right now. In fact, everybody in the Northeast, because the Northeast is pizza heaven, they're all calling me the spawn of Satan right now. I'm telling you, New Yorkers, I'm not telling you it's better than New York City pizza. Try it, all right? Try it. Believe me, it's really, really, really good. Trust me on that. Dear Dr. Jesse, you're my favorite talk show host. I was wondering what's your favorite Little Debbie snack. I'm partial to the brownies. Keep up the hilarious show. He said his name is Jamie, or her name. Whoever that is, I just insulted you and you wrote into the show. it's oatmeal cream pies. Oatmeal cream pies. It's tough to beat. A good cream pie is as good as it gets. And here's this. The wife, she makes them homemade. Homemade oatmeal cream pies from start to finish. Oh, I like Star Crunch too, Chris. Star Crunch is legit. A lot of the Little Debbie products, they aren't what I remember them being as kids. And that's probably because I married a woman who loves to bake. So once you get the fresh homemade stuff, the Little Debbie stuff isn't as good. Star Crunch, oatmeal cream pies. Oh my gosh. Give me a cream pies all day long for me. For font of all wisdom. Question for you. The U.S. owes money and money is their owed to us. Is there any country in the world that does not owe money to some other entity? Well, yeah, poor crappy countries. Well, here, let me explain this. Part of the reason the world's monetary system works like it does is these countries love to be beholden to other countries and have those countries beholden to them, because the thinking is it helps maintain the peace and maintain trade. If I own $10 billion of your debt and you own $20 billion of my debt, then we kind of all have to work this thing out, right? After all, there's a lot of money at stake here. We're linked together. And that's not a new world order type thing. That's part of the reason back in the day, kings would marry off their daughters. The king of England marries his daughter off to the king of France's son. Okay, now we're really tied at the hip. It'd be better if we didn't fight a war. After all, our sons and daughters are involved, that kind of thing. All right? All right. Let's talk about the Army's recruiting problem. Headlines I didn't get to. All kinds of stuff. First, let's deal with this, though. Our weapons. Chris and I were actually just lamenting the cost of ammo. He was talking about going to the range. Of course, I know you're going to find this shocking, but Jewish producer Chris is thinking about reloading now to save money. I know everyone's stunned at this. I for one, am floored, Chris, floored. But the truth is, when you're paying a buck a round, man, you do want to find a way to stop that, right? Money doesn't grow on trees. Mantis X is the way you can save a fortune on ammo without sacrificing your practice time, because Mantis X allows you to practice without firing a shot. And 90% of your practice should be dry fire practice anyway. Mantis X attaches to your weapon and you dry fire practice in the comfort of your home. And you have coaching. There's feedback on there. They'll get you shooting straight and put you through drills. Mantis X, it's not as if it's going to get you adequate. Mantis X will get you good when you spend enough time with it. The Green Berets use it. The Marines use it. Do you think maybe it works? Go to MantisX.com. Christmas season is here. MantisX.com. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. So the Army, there's an article in military.com. The Army's out there and they have a problem, a big problem. Not only are the recruitment numbers not coming in, they don't have the recruiters for the recruitment numbers to come in. Now, I could go through all the details, but I'm not going to bother. The truth is this, outside of the Marines, the United States military has a serious recruiting crisis. Serious recruiting crisis. Now, the Marines rarely do. That's the norm. The Marines always hit their numbers. They usually exceed their numbers. The other lesser branches, they have a harder time. Stop. Anyway, they have a harder time making their numbers. But this is a bloodbath. And I've been corresponding with, how do I want to put this? I have to make sure he's protected at all costs. High-ranking officer in one of the lesser branches. You know, everything's lesser than the Marine Corps. I'm talking to a high-ranking officer in one of the lesser branches, and he's been feed me a little bit of information, a lot of information, about what's going on. You should know they are very, very aware that there is a recruiting crisis. However, it's the most bizarre thing in the world when I talk to this guy. They know there's a recruiting crisis, but just like there's this giant unspoken truth they're not allowed to speak, they have tried to address the recruiting crisis in every single possible way, except for ways that will actually address the recruiting crisis. Well, should we lower the standards? Should it be a higher enlistment bonus? What if we did this? What if we do that? And anytime somebody brings up, oh, I don't know, maybe fewer pride ads would get us better military people, the person is immediately shunned and shut up and told to go away. This is the problem we have right now when you deal with the system, and now the military is part of the system. The one thing that can fix things is the only thing they're actually not allowed to try at all. It's crazy. In fact, we probably get into this deeper for our show tomorrow. We might do that. That reminds me, Mayorkas spoke today in front of the Senate.
So the situation at the border, you're saying, is not a disaster.
That is correct.
They know it's a disaster. Of course, they opened up the border on purpose. Remember, it wasn't a whoopsie. They didn't fall into it. And what's ironic about the border is Republicans actually share this with Democrats. Republicans don't want actual solutions either. They know what the solutions are. They know it's more than building the wall. They understand perfectly well you have to begin deporting people en masse. You have to arrest people who are here illegally and deport them en masse. In fact, everybody, Republican, Democrat, all of them, they understand. Yeah, good point, Chris. They understand my border hawk stance is the correct stance. All of them. Remember, what's my stance? Oh, you don't even get let in. You don't even get a bottle of water. You are turned around at gunpoint at the southern border and told, go back from whence you came. Now, that sounds like the cruelest thing in the world. It's actually the nicest border policy I've ever heard of. All that human trafficking, all that human slavery, all those drugs, they stop like that. You would have to stop one wave of people like that, and the word would spread that America is closed and all that suffering goes away. My policy sounds the meanest. Everyone knows it's the one that would work. Nobody has the guts to implement the thing. Nobody. All of them need a male vitality stack from Jock. All of them. Maybe that's the best plan for border policy in this country. Maybe male vitality stacks from Jock if we give a year-long subscription to all these people, maybe finally we'll get a single Republican who will step up and say, I think we need to deport about 20 million people from this country. Have you ever heard a single Republican say that? And I know right now you probably have your favorite Republican's name on your lips saying, yeah, so-and-so has. No, he hasn't. Liar. I've never heard it. Not from any of them. It's okay. They're low T. Get on a male vitality stack from Chalk. All natural herbal supplements. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Maybe you eventually get the guts to protect your country, Republicans. For the rest of us, we have to take it because we know those useless losers aren't going to do anything to fight for us. Chalk.com. They have Veterans Day specials now with the promo code Jesse on all their stuff. Way more than just the stacks and everything else. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Bloomberg. U.S. debt interest bill soars past $1 trillion a year. Just remember, once the debt interest gets to a point we can't pay that, because we essentially have an interest-only loan now, so we never touch the principal. Once the debt interest exceeds what we can pay, then the credit rating starts to go down because nations don't think it's a safe bet to loan us money. Then our way of life changes forever. Anyway, glad we passed some more aid for Ukraine and Israel. They knew. They participated. Photographers working for the AP, CNN, New York Times, Reuters were embedded with Hamas terrorists on October 7th terror attack in Israel. That doesn't make any sense at all. Why in the world would Hamas associate themselves with such low-life losers? Zelensky says it's absolutely irresponsible to suggest holding elections in Ukraine. Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? It's been irresponsible to hold elections. Okay. Well, anyway, go freedom. Jewish Americans turning to firearms to protect themselves and their families as anti-Semitism surges. Yeah, if you're a Jewish person anywhere in this world, this goes way beyond America, and you aren't armed, arming yourself, arming your family in training, I would highly suggest you open up, any history book about the history of the world. FBI family raided family FBI raided for dad's pro-life speech seeks $4 million from the DOJ. That's Mark Houck and his wife. Remember, the FBI raided their home at gunpoint because he dared to be pro-life after Roe versus Wade. They're suing. Remember, this is a path forward for us on the right. I know we don't love this lawfare stuff. We don't love civil suits and suing people. Traditionally, that's been something we kind of thumb our nose at on the right. That's something we have to start getting comfortable with. It's time to start making these people uncomfortable. Sue them. Drag them to court. Is she high? Cori Bush delivers unhinged rant and blames Congress for slavery in defense of Rashida Tlaib. Cori Bush, you can get mad at her all you want. Cori Bush is elected. Cori Bush is elected by the people in her district. Easily elected. We do not have a politician problem. We have a people problem. Fix the people and you'll stop having representatives like Cori Bush. All right? All right. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind the scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.